Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one is Michaela Peterson, Jordan Peterson's daughter taking a spicy selfie as a single mother, with her kid in the background. Talk about keeping it classy. Maybe this is what fake conservatives look like these days. Looks like her daddy raised her well as well. I'm glad she didn't turn into a coal burner though. On the bright side, at least it looks like her room is clean there, bucko. Moving on, here's a happy cuck because his partner just smashed someone else for the first time, and he's overwhelmed with joy. With men like this in the West, we deserve to collapse. In the past, the guy would have dissolved the marriage or he would have suggested that they go to a swingers club. Today's guys have no spine and just do everything that their partner wants them to do. His relationship is over and he's the only one that doesn't know it yet. We should check back 3 months and three Chads later. Number three, what is that thing on Beyonce's neck? It's probably nothing more than age and bad makeup. Or is it possibly evidence that she might be a man? Which I highly doubt. The bottom line is her music hasn't been any good or relevant since the late 90s, early 2000s. I would be more concerned about what she did with Puff Daddy than what her neck looks like now. Then again, maybe that spot on her neck is where the baby blood goes in. Up next, here's one that most young people these days won't get. Monica Lewinsky saying that she's voting Republican because the Democrats left a bad taste in her mouth. Literally. Doesn't everyone just love AI these days? I'm just wondering what the hell Slick Willie Clinton is holding in his hand. It's either a cigar or a Twix bar. If it's a cigar, shouldn't it be someplace else? And I love the extra splatters of snow found on Lewinsky's Christmas sweater. Number five is a conservative activist, Phyllis Schlafly, saying that the feminist movement is not compatible with happiness and that it wants to get rid of everything that's masculine. It's even worse than that, though. Feminism helps push the fertility rate so far below replacement that it's an existential threat to civilization itself. The feminist movement isn't only against masculinity, but also against femininity and wants to kill everything feminine as well. Moving on, does anyone really believe this? Cynthia Erivo says she wasn't a woke hire in the movie Wicked, and that she earned the role after auditioning like everybody else. That may be so, but thanks to Hollywoke and DEI, she's never gonna know for sure. I believe her though because she started off as a theater actress back before the days of woke and she's a good actress from her days in theater. Too bad DEI takes away from her legacy now. Number 7, homeless vets should come before illegal refugees. Unfortunately, most homeless vets have PTSD and are no longer economically viable. But illegals are useful picking berries, paying taxes, and voting blue no matter who. So of course they get preferential treatments. It's Americans first, but not if those Americans can make money. And the military wonders why they can no longer meet their recruiting targets. Up next, I can't believe we lost Peanut the Squirrel and Jimmy Carter last year. I think the squirrel was more worthwhile. Jimmy Carter brought about the end of muscle cars and eventually led to the rise of Ronald Reagan. I'm also pretty sure that 100% of people are more upset about the loss of Peanuts. We all thought Carter was dead for 20 years already. One of the only good things about Jimmy Carter was that he was raised on a peanut farm. Number 9, here's the difference between the taxpayer and the government. But it's worse than that. The government also has to put speed bumps on that road to make it even more difficult for taxpayers to carry him. The taxpayer also has to pay for that food that the government carries. This comic pretty much sums up what we all suspect. The IRS really stands for theirs. Not to mention the government creates inflation to steal even more. Moving on, Tristan Tate suggests that if you're a young man, buy an Aston Martin. And to go into debt if you have to. This is promoting consumerism and a horrible financial decision. The crazy thing is that if OF was around 10 years ago, then they never would have had their webcam business, and they would be poor nowadays. But taking that same money and buying Bitcoin with it will potentially allow you to buy dozens of Aston Martins one day. I bought a new expensive car when I was 25, and all it did was attract women. Number 11 is another individual that doesn't make any sense. She's a tall, blonde communist, but she still won't date a man that makes less than 6 figures. The answer is simple. Modern communists think socialism just means free stuff, and that they don't have to work for it. Just be happy if you're broke because it means you just dodged a huge bullet. I make 6 figures, but the only problem is that most of them are to the right of the decimal. The way she looks, she'll be lucky to end up with cats. Up next, during the Second World War, a bunch of African-American women took on an impossible task. It was to sort the mail. How stunning and brave. I really hope this film puts all the cis white males out there storming the beaches in Normandy in their place. I think Tyler Perry is a smart guy. but I really have to question his judgment for thinking that this is a good idea to direct and make this. This sort of reminds me of the film The Postman with Kevin Costner. It's got the same levels of ridiculous vibes. Number 13, here's the difference between hearing the dead internet theory in 2014 versus 2024. If you think that's something, I've upgraded to the dead world theory. I'm increasingly convinced that I'm the only living person in a massive hyper-realistic MMO that they stopped patching decades ago. I don't think that everyone is a fake NPC, but definitely 95% plus of the population is. I'm also bored by the internet these days, which is something I never would have said 10 years ago. Moving on, a teen was accepted to Stanford after writing Black Lives Matter 100 times on his application. Sounds like all work and no play make Jack a dull boy. I used to think that Stanford was better than the other universities. Maybe I was wrong. I'm sure that another new Stanford will be going bankrupt in only a few years. Imagine being their head of admission and thinking, you have to accept this student so you won't be called racist on the internet. Number 15, boomers really had it easy. They could just walk up to a cute girl at the park, make small talk, and a month later be married having crotch fruit together. Obviously, she would have needed to be attracted to him, but yeah, meeting women was easy 20 years ago and before that. Usually it was done at school, work, or even on the internet back in the late 90s and early 2000s. Boomers played life on easy mode, and they think everyone else is just lazy. Up next, everyone has had enough of Zendaya, yet the Hollyweird producers keep giving us more of her. Well, I don't think she's going to be in the next Dune film, and her role is going to be drastically reduced in the next Spider-Man film. She isn't all that attractive, and then again, Tom Holland isn't either. He looks like a manlet or Elliot Page's brother. But I wouldn't worry about her, though, because she always has those Geico commercials to fall back on. Number 17, this guy didn't want to buy his wife a $3,000 purse and said it was a waste of money. Later that week, he took her out for dinner and she pulled out that purse and told him her work husband got it for her. That means she's probably been cheating on him for quite some time. Dude, you've been warned. Drain the bank accounts, move the assets, and hire the first, second, third, and fourth best lawyers right now. This is not legal advice, of course. Moving on, will money printing cause inflation? Not in food and energy prices if it stays on bank balance sheets like it did in the 08-09 crisis and doesn't get spent into the economy. Then you'll only see asset price inflation like we saw over the last 15 years or so. From the mid-80s up until COVID, inflation really wasn't a big problem until they started sending those stimmy checks to ordinary people. But yes, inflation generally comes from the expansion of the money supply. Bitcoin fixes this. Number 19, black kids born to illegals in Ireland don't want the state to deport their dads. How about just deporting them with their dads? Problem solved. Time to go back to their own home countries and enrich them instead, maybe. Also, does anyone remember a time when being black and Irish was a joke? But if this kid is Irish, then I must be Nigerian. Up next, this woman says hard work pays off, as she works out and slims down, and so do her mammary glands. This is worse than the H-1B visa problem. It's a tragedy and my one-eyed Willie is crying because of this. Or at least he used to, when there was something to grab. Now he's apathetic and flaccid and doesn't stand to attention. This is probably the worst upgrade-downgrade I've ever seen. She might have lost the only interesting thing about her judging by her hair color. Number 21, here's another take on this situation from someone named Clark. He says that overweight women bragging about having big chesticles is like unemployed dudes bragging that they actually have a day off. Then again, some motorboats just have a wide beam. You might be wondering how this happened, but just remember that 70 to 90% of total breast composition is due to fat, depending on the person, of course. Maybe their gigantic size is just God's apology to them. Moving on, we now have a new Ozempic side effect, an eye-rotting disease that makes people blind. According to the articles, it's a new eye-rotting disease that makes people blind. People need to just stop shoving bad food down their throat and instead choose to eat healthy. But they won't, because it's hard being disciplined at first, but after a while, you just get used to it. I suspect the medical establishment is going to love side effects like this because it forces people to come back so they can sell them something else. Number 23, this sex ed teacher was removed from a Texas school after it was revealed that she was a convicted prostitute. I'm sure her class would have been lit with all her experience. But the education system didn't fire her because she used to be a prostitute. But they fired her because she was actually experienced and had street smarts when it came to what she was teaching. She made all the other teachers look inadequate. She's an expert and should have been promoted instead. This is like having a retired NFL player as your PE teacher. Up next, this woman says that pretty privilege sucks because she's been catcalled and stared at all day. Stared at by who? hungry lions and polar bears at the zoo, perhaps. Then again, she probably was just stared at by people disgusted by her excessive girth. Maybe she was also catcalled, but only ironically. TFM says maybe they thought she was Tess Holliday and just wanted her to autograph their cheesecake. Her ego is almost as big as her. Number 25 in the last one, Halle Bailey, ranks as having the most beautiful face over Margot Robbie. Dark girls are so beautiful and white girls need to get on their hands and knees when even talking to them. But they're just gaslighting us at this point. They don't want to use box office receipts as a measure of who's ugly and who's beautiful. I'm also getting pretty old because for a moment there I thought it said Halle Berry. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.